Broadcasting. We turn our knobs, turn into WGOD, and we do that by turning to the Word and letting the Word of God speak for himself. And he does, and he is today. And you and I are going to go snoop over someone's shoulders, and we're going to read a letter. We're going to read somebody else's mail today. We're looking at these seven letters that the Lord Jesus Christ dictated to John the Apostle, told him to write these down and take them to the messengers, wrongly translated as angels, messengers to the seven churches. Here today, this is the last part of this message to the first church, which is the church at Ephesus. A lot of famous people and a lot of famous portraits hanging in the foyer in this church. How about this one? Our founder, Paul the Apostle. Our first pastor, that would be Timothy. Our presiding bishop would be the apostle that Jesus loved, none other than John. And the Lord Jesus confronts them and says, I've got this against you. You've left your first love. This is what we're looking at. And we're looking at the things that the Lord commends. I think the end of this sermon is going to be cut off. You're not going to hear about the deeds of the Nicolaitans and what they were teaching. So if you'd like to get this whole sermon, you can go to WGOD Radio on Facebook if you're on there. You can go to WGODradio.com, click on the link there that has this sermon on it, which is The Loveless Church, or write to me. I'll send you the email. I'll send you the disc for free. Be glad to. Here's the last part of this message now, The Loveless Church, and join us again tomorrow in Matthew chapters 24 and 25. Keeping any love vibrant, for that matter, requires work. We observe the Lord's Supper here every month. I think that helps if we do it rightly. But let's forever remember our prior condition, B.C., before Christ, and all the Lord has done. Adrian Rogers says, if you don't love the Lord as much as you did the day that you were saved, then you've backslidden. If you don't love the Lord Jesus Christ as much today as you do the day that you were saved, then you've backslidden. And this was the case here in Ephesus. Now in verse 5 comes the solution. Not from a self-help book. Not from a friend. Not from your mother. Not from your best friend. But from the Son of God. Look at the first word of verse 5. It says what? Remember. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen. And repent. And do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand. Unless if you repent. Three things there. Remember and repent and the threat. Remember, repent, or else. Remember how it used to be in your life. Repent and make it right. Or else, remember, he's talking to the pastor. He's addressing the pastor. Get back to doing how you were doing it before. Get on your knees as a church and as a pastor. Repent. Or else. Your lampstand's gone, and I won't be walking in the midst of your lampstand anymore, because it'll be gone. I won't hear your prayers anymore. The church won't be in my hands anymore. If you lose and forget love and your love for him, remember how it used to be. He's dictating this letter to the pastor, the one who's just been threatened. Man, oh man, you read this stuff and you stuff that letter back in your envelope and you put it back on the pastor's desk, don't you?
And you're gone out of town when you read that one. Repent, make it right, or else. Whoop! Let's put this letter back. I think the pastor's coming here soon. I'm getting out of Dodge. I've read enough of this letter. Once it gets difficult, you don't want to read anymore. Repent. Church-wise, perhaps it's like this. Remember, therefore, from where? Interesting. The first edition, which I have here, a very first edition of the New King James. For whatever reason, the translators put in here, and I don't know why they did it. I went in to look. It says, remember from what you have fallen. And I find that interesting. Remember from what you have fallen from instead of where. And I wonder why they chose that word. Remember from what you have fallen. This was like the First Baptist Church at Ephesus. And as you walk into the foyer, can't you see it? Remember from where you have fallen. You walk into the foyer, and there's a picture of our founder, St. Paul the Apostle. Then there's another picture that says our first pastor, St. Timothy. Then you keep on walking, and there's another picture that says our current bishop, none other than the apostle whom Jesus loved. That's the Apostle John. How is that for a reputation? That's what they had going on in this church. That he says, man, you got to repent or else remember from where you have fallen. When Paul started this church, when Timothy was pastor of it, when John was leading it, remember from where you have fallen and repent. Make it right. How is that for a reputation? Again, you had everything you needed. This church had everything. Remember how it used to be and repent and make things right. Remember all that the Lord has done for you in your life. Remember all the Lord has done for you, everyone here in this church and on the radio. Remember all the Lord Jesus has done for you. Remember all the Lord Jesus has done to you. Is anyone here better off now than before when they weren't saved? Stop and think for a minute of all the Lord has done for you in your life. Are you grateful? Are you still as passionate as you used to be? Remember, all the Lord has done through you, too. Think back and remember. And repent. Leave it all here this morning before you leave today. Leave it all here. That's all you got to do. That's his instruction to this group. They were doing a lot of things right, but they didn't love the Lord like they used to. And he said, just leave it all here. Just repent. I didn't die in vain. Just repent and leave it here. And now he's actually going to give them one more praise before he puts his John Hancock on this. You know, I wonder what a John Hancock would be before John Hancock. Remember the big swirly name on the Declaration of Independence? John Hancock. I wonder what it looked like before him. What would it be for Jesus? I am. That's how he signed it. Right? That's it. Repent or else. I am. That's his signature. Beat that, John Hancock. I am. But this you have, here's another commendation. This you have, you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. There's something else Jesus hates. He hates it when people put up with evil and don't lift a finger. And he hates it when people endures the deeds of the Nicolaitans. Now, history has it, the Nicolaitans were offshoots of one of the very first deacons you'll find in the Bible in Acts chapter 6. You read about the apostles were too busy. There was too much on them, so they elected a bunch of deacons to help them. One of them was a man named Nicholas. Now, as history has it, this man fell away from the faith and started his own group, Nicolaitans. Also, according to some of the ancient church fathers, two of them in particular, the main one, his name was Irenaeus, way back in that time. He lived in like 185. Irenaeus said that Nicholas and the Nicolaitans were preaching compromise. This is why he hated them so much. Compromise, that is, blending Christianity and occult paganism. Such as, remember in Ephesus, they had a statue there of someone named Artemis or Diana. Now here, this guy here, Nicholas, was preaching these two groups coming together in order not to make anyone mad and appease everyone. Compromise, blending Christianity and occult paganism, worshiping Artemis and Jesus. And Jesus said that he hated this. He hates it when Christ followers try to compromise in order to not be persecuted by the local people in the town. He hates it when Christians compromise not to be persecuted by those that are in authority. He hates it when you compromise as a church by allowing sexual immorality into the church in order to blend in with society. He hates it when you compromise by ordaining gays and lesbians and putting them into the ministry. The Lord Jesus hates this. He hates it when you blend. He hates it when you blend into society to get along with everyone. Because the Word of God says, 2 Corinthians 6:17, the last verse I ended on the handout, added on the handout, it says, "Come out from among them and be ye separate. And touch not what is unclean, and I will receive you." Jesus isn't calling you to blend in with society. He's calling you to come out of it. That's what the word church means. Ecclesia. Ek means out. Klesis means called. This is what the church is. He's called you out of that lifestyle into something else.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM.
When the mountains look so big.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, radio listeners and friend of Make Your Day Count. We welcome you this morning to continue to study with us because we want to become a very, very effective witness for the Lord Jesus Christ in the marketplace. Pastor Dye, how are you feeling?
I'm doing excellent. I'm so excited to be continuing this teaching. Be the salt at your place of business.
Yes, yes. And we said it's so easy. It's not the way we think witnessing is, because witness is through our life.
Yes.
And weakness should not only be through our word, it is through our life.